possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, we've been talking about the D.C. crime situation. I have related a lot of it back to some of the things that we've experienced here in St. Louis. There was a very impactful piece in the Washington Examiner by a reporter by the name of Anna Gertelli, who joins us this afternoon to kind of share her story about being a victim of crime and how these crime numbers often get manipulated. We know that that happens here in St. Louis as well. That's been exposed. Anna, how are you? Thanks for coming on the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Good. Thanks for having me.
You're getting a fair amount of attention on this piece, aren't you?
Yeah. The White House, a couple accounts have tweeted it, which has been really, an honor that they're sharing my story, because I think the more people that know, the more we have a better chance of actually addressing the real issues within crime.
So you are the Homeland Security reporter at the Washington Examiner. You do not usually write op-eds. In fact, I think there was a note at the end of this saying this is like your first op-ed, right? It's the first time you're writing an opinion piece along these lines.
It is, yeah. And I became unexpectedly a victim of crime outside my home in D.C. 5 years ago and have had a long journey in recovering and healing and much therapy and leaving D.C. and finally, I've been writing a book about this and what it's been like. And, with what happened this week with President Trump announcing this crackdown on crime in D.C., it sort of just came out as the right time to write an op-ed and share what I've experienced, because I've never shared those things before.
Yeah, and there's a lot of facets to this. Let's first just kind of describe what happened in 2020 on that Saturday morning, and then I want to get into some of the things I think that are very relatable here in St. Louis with how the crime numbers, don't maybe match up with reality. But this something that happened to you, you became a victim on a morning in 2020, right? Just kind of walking out of your apartment on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, I lived right a few blocks from the U.S. Capitol by a place called Union Station where you catch the trains, and on a Saturday morning, I put on my sweatpants and sweatshirt, walked outside to mail a package, and just a block from my front door, a stranger, a man, lunged at me and took me down and in the process sexually assaulted me. And I was screaming he was screaming as well. But someone was able to, a few other people came and ran over and able to get him off me. And he got away that day, but the police were able to collect DNA evidence from my clothing. And 2 months later, 3 months later, arrested him on the street. He was homeless. And then the judge had him released immediately. The D.C. jails were overcrowded at that point. And so he went back to the streets. Before we went to trial progressed, a year and a half, began about a year and a half or two after that, he was arrested 5 more times, including for wielding a machete. And all 5 times, the judge in my case ordered him to be immediately released back onto the street. And so fearing for my safety, I left D.C.
So what was the justification just on the judge's part for releasing him? Was it because of jail overcrowding? Is that what they were citing?
It was, and it was during COVID, which in D.C., we didn't go back to work in D.C. until the end of 2022. I mean, it was kind of ridiculous. And so they were still acting under those protocols, even in late, 2021, early into 2022. And so they didn't want to risk his, public health, or I should say his health being in a confined setting that is, a jail setting.
Did he ever serve any time for the crime against you or some of these others that you're aware of?
He did. He took a plea deal, so we avoided trial in 2022, and he was sentenced to federal prison for what he did to me. And he has since been released from prison, and he is back in D.C., to my knowledge. That's the last I know. I told the U.S. Attorney's Office I didn't want to hear any more updates, and I wanted to move on.
So this is where, there's parallels to St. Louis, where we've been talking about downtown crime and just crime all over our city for a while. I focus on it, sadly, way too often, and I work downtown, so we have incidents that are, a little scary, even in the middle of the day. We had this, prosecutor, you might be familiar with, Kim Gardner, and what she did to St. Louis. It was awful. We got rid of her. We got rid of the last mayor, and Cori Bush is gone as well. But one of the things that we focused in on is how the police department here keeps track of the crime and how they log it and how they can make the case that crime is going down when it really is not going down. And you discovered in looking into some of these things in D.C. that they, like your crime in particular, isn't even on the Crime Act. Like it didn't even happen. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah. It was shocking. So in 2020, I was when I came back to work after this, I was reporting on crime. It was my beat. And so you didn't help with healing, but in looking at DC crime stats and writing about if violent crime has gone up or down during the pandemic, I was able to look specifically at my incidents and on the map and see where it was and such. And I noticed there was no pin. And, going back and saying, well, why isn't this recorded? I know the date. I know the place, all that. Try everything else to figure it out. And so I reached out to the police, said I'm a reporter, but I'm also a victim. And they responded and said, we only include first degree felonies in our crime list online.
React to that, right?
It was like being told what happened to you didn't matter.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. You should get over it. It's not even worthy of our crime map. And immediately, I can't prove this, right? But I think we can all imagine why the nation's capital, the police department, it's not a good image to have them disclose more crime. It's better to show less crime. So that was what I assumed. Obviously no one's confirmed that to me, but we can certainly assume why they wouldn't want to disclose that sort of thing.
I think we can confirm it unofficially, if you know what I mean. And by the way, when I talk about these things, I don't blame the officers on the beat, and I don't think you do either. These are the suits that we're talking about, right?
No, these folks, these officers in the same, my community. So what I found out at sentencing is they couldn't tell me this the whole 2 years. Before he attacked me, they didn't specify it, but how long before, I believe it was roughly weeks or months. This same man had attacked an off-duty female police officer in the same neighborhood and gotten away. And so when he attacked me, these police who responded from SVU immediately knew, oh, I think we're looking for the same guy.
Yeah.
So they went on and arrested him 5 more times after me. I mean, can you imagine being a cop and seeing, we know this guy is dangerous. We know what he's capable of. And the judge keeps allowing him to, make bail.
It's just stunning. Look, we had a situation here in the last couple of weeks that shed some light upon the juvenile system. And I know that that's an issue in D.C. as well. We had 4 kids, teenagers, 14, 13, 14. They carjacked with a weapon, with a gun, an Uber driver. They're taken into custody. They're released back to their parents because we have this ridiculous point system here. The next day, same kids do it again to a Lyft driver. So they know that there's not going to be consequences in many of these situations, whether they're older, criminal offenders or younger. And I know this had to be tough. You mentioned you're writing a book to even talk about these things and kind of relive it again. But your hope in exposing this and writing this op-ed is that this could maybe lead to some change. Right, Anna?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, I mean, I think two things have to be done. I think we have to look at why are we releasing people? Is there not enough jail space? You know, it's people who are legitimately a danger to the public being released. I think that's a huge part of it. And then the other thing is the crime stats. You can't get a hold of the crime in any city if you don't understand how serious it is.
That's right.
So what are the real sex abuse counts that have been filed? You know, when we look at every degree, not just first degree and such. So I think that's really part of gaining a better picture before we move forward. And that's why I wanted to come forward now and share here's what I learned. You know, not just complain, oh, I was a victim, which is valid, but here's what we need to know if we're going to move past this.
Well, congratulations on being brave enough to do that. I hope it does draw some attention. Enjoy is the wrong word, but I really did appreciate the piece, which is why we invited you to come on here this afternoon. And sadly, there is common ground in D.C. and St. Louis and Chicago and a lot of these cities. So, Anna, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I know that you're getting attention. Keep us on the list when the book comes out. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you so much. And St. Charles is one of my favorite places to visit.
So. Awesome. Why is that in particular?
Oh, I just love the old historic feel of everything.
Yeah.
The pub, the brewery. Yeah, I love that part of St. Louis.
My wife and daughter were in St. Charles last night for, I think, what they call St. Charles Days. And there was a band playing that had a friend of ours in it. So we have most of our listeners are out in that area. So you're going to you have instant fans saying that and referencing St. Charles. But Anna, thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.